Welcome to the Gobeski Wallace Report. I'm your host, Charlie Wallace.
And of course, that makes me Adam Gobeski somehow.
Not joining us is Jason King.
For some reason, because I know he's there.
He's doing fantasy football or baseball or something.
Lame. Wouldn't you rather be creating something than like pretending to create something?
You'd think so, but apparently that is not the case. Although he is looking at me confusedly.
I don't know. I think we should find a way to like bring him away from that, like distract him somehow. Like that'll be our goal for the whole podcast, is to get Jason away from what he's doing. It's to be an annoyance to him, I think. I'm not feeling very generous today.
That's a lot easier to do than you might think, though.
Oh, so you think it's gonna be like a 5-minute podcast?
So what have you been up to?
Not a whole heck of a lot. I went to the airport today to get a plane ticket for free. It was awesome. Did I tell you about that?
A plane ticket for free? Why do you get a plane ticket for free?
Because when I came back from Austria, which is a ticket I didn't pay for, I had to go from O'Hare to the Madison airport, and they overbooked. So they just sent me on a bus and gave me a free ticket, like anywhere in the United States, round trip. It was awesome. And
so you're coming here, right?
No, I'm going to North Carolina.
Sorry. What's in North Carolina?
Family, for a couple weeks anyway.
That doesn't sound like me.
Well, you can show up if you want. They wouldn't turn you away.
Are you sure?
No, I'm actually not sure. You should probably wait until somebody you know is down there. Someone to verify who you are. They wouldn't turn you away immediately because they gave you the benefit of the doubt, but I can't promise that you'd stay the entire time. So it turns out the way I figured, I earned over $300 an hour by taking a 3-hour bus ride rather than a plane.
Would you say it was a 3-hour tour?
Yes.
Good. So, as you may or may not know, I am almost 26. By the time you listen to this, I will be 26.
Yeah, because I still haven't gotten the last podcast up. So we're still running two behind or whatever.
It's entirely possible that by the time you hear this, I will be 37.
We can delay content as long as we want. It's not like television has got to be up, you know, every week or whatever. So, but yeah, between that and like making some sort of picture and like, I guess I got to work too. You know, I don't have much
on my picture.
Yeah, they don't have Photoshop. Oh, wait, maybe they do have Photoshop at work. I don't know how I'd justify that if somebody walked in on me doing that, but...
It's only making promotional materials.
Promote the radiation therapy department with the Hulk. When did we do the last one? Was that just a week? Well, that was like 2 weeks ago.
I think we just talked because we hadn't talked in like years.
Okay.
Dog so ears.
We need a theme, and apparently the theme of distracting Jason wasn't just, meaty enough.
It's too much work on my part.
Well, what were you
even
playing?
If Jason is a girl.
Oh, burn.
Oh, he's angry now. Oh, he came out and shook his fist at me. We're making progress.
That's step one.
Yeah, so been playing video games lately.
Yeah, like?
Dead Rising.
You're playing that again?
Sort of. Did you ever play Dead Rising?
No. I only watched you play it.
You've not played Dead Rising.
Yeah, it looked like a cool concept, but, I mean...
Well...
By the time I actually got a 360, it was old news.
Completely ignoring the fact that if you don't have an HD TV, the game kicks you in the balls by not letting you see what it is you're supposed to be doing. It's also not fun. It's a lot like work. I don't really play games to go to work, even if work is infested with zombies.
Like, imagine that your work was killing zombies. Probably wouldn't be very fun after a while.
Yeah, so I popped it in after 10 months. I was like, maybe I'll give it a chance. Maybe I was just playing it wrong. Nope, that's not fun. So I took it out and put in Ace Combat 6 instead, and it's much happier.
Yeah, I never got into the Ace Combat series, but... I mean, based on the fact that you did, that's probably a pretty good thumbs up for it. I mean,
yeah,
you're not very much into
fun.
The flight sims, right? It's not really like that.
It's a fighting game, flying fighting. I blame John Shanks for really getting me into it.
I blame him for pretty much every game I ever played
What about
in
me?
undergrad. And you. Well, see, you, I was never sorry about the games that I played.
Oh,
Him, a
you were
little bit,
sorry
I
about
was.
Command and Conquer Generals?
Yes, slightly. When I would
And
play it by myself to get better so that I could beat the crap out of PJ and John. Although that did pay off. Just that one game I had against both of them at the same time and I beat them both. That made it totally worth it. But I could never beat Bush, though. That was sad. Anyway. Yeah, you got me into frequency, so that was bad. That was bad on your part.
think that was more bad for people around you rather than you per se.
True, but see, then that went to Amplitude, which was fine. And see, then Guitar Hero kind of naturally followed, and then that wasn't as bad because people actually liked that game. And then that, of course, went on to Rock Band, which is a game that people actually like to play with you, so.
Do you have Rock Band yet?
I don't have Rock Band yet. My first goal is to get a better television because it's getting to the point where I can definitely tell because I was staying with a guy for a while who had a nice, HD TV, and like I'm going back to my CRT now, and it's like, oh, I can't really see what's going on, but I need to do that, and then I'll probably get it. There's so much DLC with it that, I mean, like if there wasn't any downloadable stuff, then I probably wouldn't get it, but I mean, there's new stuff every week.
That's true, and quite honestly, the majority of it sucks.
Yeah, most of the best ones are already in the game, but.
Like, I don't know if you saw, but what came out this week? Who the hell's Maximo Park?
Ugh.
Actually, that song wasn't that bad, but the MTV 2-pack full of three artists I'd never heard of, and I found out why, because they all play generic pop alternative rock.
MTV 2 pack? What did, that doesn't
Yeah.
even make. It's
I
stuff that
guess
they
artists
wouldn't.
featured on MTV 2.
All right then. Because MTV doesn't play music anymore, I suppose.
Right. So, I was watching Star Trek today. Are you familiar with the episode Bread and Circuses, the Roman one?
I don't think we watched that one, did we?
No, but maybe you saw it on
Nah.
Spike or something. But there was one character called Flavius, and I decided that there should be someone called Flava Flavius.
A joke no one would appreciate but you, and possibly me.
My brother appreciated it, and I just want that entered to public record.
They should
Flavius.
retroactively change that episode.
I just wish like they still made regular Futurama so I could send it to them.
Oh yeah, they're making the movies, I suppose, but
I know, they're probably done.
oh yeah, there's one that's out. I think there's another one that's coming out. Is there only two? Or is there like three or something?
They'll be making two more, but I feel like scripting and voice recording stage has got to be close to done.
Oh,
Certainly before they can add a line about Flava Flavius, the
okay.
Roman Emperor of Caesar 7.
No one would get that. And only
I'm pretty sure
I guess
people would,
I guess it would be I guess you could appreciate it enough because it sounds Roman-esque, the name,
though.
but they wouldn't get the initial thing except that you explained it to me, so then everyone who listens to our podcast would get it. So like five people.
But those five people.
Oh
Woo boy.
boy. So yeah, I'm kind of getting into the mode with GTA where I almost can't play it. Like, it was that whole Penny Arcade thing where it's like, there's almost too much stuff to do. And it's like, you definitely have to ignore stuff. Like, they made me go bowling once, and I was like, why am I doing this? Why am I playing, like, a bowling simulation within a game? And, like, I will never go back and do it. And, like, there's also darts and pool and stuff, and I will never play that either.
Honestly, I'd probably do that stuff more than the actual game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I go and do that stuff and build up my respect and my likes so that, I get like guns and helicopters and whatever.
See, there's no way I'd have patience for that. Or like the whole dating aspect of the game. It's like, there's no way. It's like I only have so many hours to play this game. I'm not gonna drive
Well,
around safely and such.
the problem is that every time I do a mission, like a real like plot story mission, I know I'm going to die. That's going to cost me money and time, and so I usually let that wait till the end.
You're
It's a
not good
bad
at
thing.
passing them the first time through.
What?
Actually, the whole being able to aim your gun like a lot better, that makes the missions a lot more interesting, I think. I
That's
mean,
nice.
hard still. Like the one where I was ambushed in a warehouse, that was kind of hard. I
Oh,
did
that's
that
what
like
I
two or
just
three
did. Are
times.
you farther than me?
No, that's the last thing I did.
Oh, now we're even. Damn it, now I gotta start playing the game again.
I think I've only played it like two sessions of actually playing that game.
Well, I told you, all I do is screw around.
That's true. You've probably logged in a lot more hours than I have.
So, throw up some classic movies. Let's review them.
Okay. Classic movies, everything for the classic film fan. Top 10 movies in 10 genres. Oh, so we could just pick a genre. Ugh, they don't even list them on this site. You have to go to the AFI site. Oh no, it's like airing June 17th, so can I not see it now?
Well, we want to keep you in suspense.
But these movies already exist. They're just ordering them. Yeah, that's kind of a racket they've got going. What we're going to do is we're going to put these movies in a certain order and then reveal that order to you gradually. Spartacus.
We just talk about Flava Flavius?
We did. So this is a good it's a good transition
Which one of you is Flava Flavius? I'm
then.
Flava Flavius. I'm Flava Flavius. I'm Flava Flavius. I'm Flava Flavius, yo.
Kirk Douglas's landmark role provides a centerpiece for Stanley Kubrick's. Oh, I didn't know that was Stanley Kubrick.
It's not in the
Epic story
collection.
of Spartacus. No, it's not.
Therefore, it does not exist.
I let someone borrow that like 2 years ago, and I still haven't got it back.
Really?
Yeah, I've just forgotten it out, though. That's why.
Better go track that one down.
Oh, I know where it is. Hand-to-hand gladiator fight. So it's like Gladiator before Gladiator.
Well, clearly it wasn't very good, or else they wouldn't have had to make Gladiator.
That's right. They're like, we can do better.
Give me another movie.
How about The Birds?
The Birds?
Yeah.
Isn't that the romantic comedy? Isn't
About
that the
the
one about the
woman.
guy who sends birds to this girl, but she doesn't like him? So she tries to hide in a phone booth, but the phone booth is transparent and hilarity ensues.
And you just keep sending more and more birds. And what she doesn't know is that the message on them says that he loves her, and she loves him too, but she's just scared of birds. So, if only, you know.
I've probably told you this before, but I have this ultimate dream someday when I'm a filmmaker. There's just going to be like a flashback of some character's life when he's in second grade, and they're going to be putting on a school play. But it's going to be like Mrs. Johnson's second grade class presents The Birds. It's just going to be a girl in like a cardboard box while these little boys in like construction paper bird feathers just throw themselves at the box.
Like a mosh pit
Yeah.
with children.
It's just, I just want to put that in a movie someday.
About The Sound of Music? Starring Julie Andrews. It looks like she's looking up in the air at something.
She's actually looking up the air wondering why she took that role.
Yeah, nothing good ever came of it. Like, what was
Yeah.
she in after that? Nothing.
Mary Poppins after that?
What the hell is Mary Poppins?
Mary Poppins is the one where they have the outtake that shows Julie Andrews saying the S word. I'm
Really?
serious.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Supposedly like a famous outtake, so I hear.
You probably see that on YouTube. We'll have to do that later.
Alfred Hitchcock presents Mary Poppins.
About Bonnie and Clyde. Why are all these things presented by? I didn't read this webpage. They're all presented by someone.
Who presented this
Corey
one?
Warren Beatty.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Can't imagine why he'd be presenting that movie. Bonnie and Clyde. That's the one that's a remake of Hamlet, right?
Yes.
And Clyde's the skull.
The disembodied head of Warren Beatty as York.
York Clyde, a gangster turned comedian.
So she's
And
committing all the crimes and
now
he's just
Bonnie
sitting
Hamlet
there.
is the only one who can bring him back.
They've
Back to the future. Can we just make movies instead?
got to get the buggy up to like 25 miles an hour or something.
Kirby the Love Buggy?
Yeah.
Alright, now that we've murdered like four movies. Next.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That's like the sequel to The Birds, I think.
I believe it is. I think they give the birds LSD.
You would think it would make the movie more interesting, but it doesn't. They just tend to die. There's a lot of dead birds.
Yes, avant-garde brought us many things in the 60s. Birds tripping and dying, you know.
Then there's Rocky. The flying squirrels attempt to go solo. Didn't work very well.
I thought you said Raffy.
No, Rocky.
Raffy, like the guy who sang.
Raffy.
Can there be a movie called Raffy starring Sylvester Stallone?
So, like, someone's threatening children, and he has to save them with his music.
And his boxing skills.
And then something called Star Wars. Backwards is Straw Rats.
Oh, Straw Rats! Why didn't you say so?
Yes.
That's the heartwarming story of the Germans in Australia.
Of what?
And one man's journey through the outback, where he learns that love knows no boundaries.
Swall rats? What?
Straw Rats.
And then When Harry Met Sally Ellipsis.
To me, the most exciting part of that movie was wondering when the ellipsis would show up. I mean, we knew about Harry, we knew about Sally, but that ellipsis was an enigma.
Yeah, like it was kind of like 3/4 of the way through and they just stopped talking for like 5 minutes. It's like,
It's a
oh, there it
good
is.
5 minutes.
Yes. Beauty and the Beast, presented by Angela Lansbury.
Which Beauty and the Beast?
The cartoon one.
Oh, who cares about cartoons? Cartoons are for pornos. Jason just yelled what in the background. That's why you watch him, right, Jason?
Yeah, but judging on based on the picture, it should be one disturbing porno, I think. The beast is—he's pretty large and imposing.
Know, Jason loves that Disney porn. Since he's not out here to defend himself, well.
If Jason likes Disney porn, he will say nothing for the next
Liar!
10 seconds. Oh, that's the loudest
Well,
I think I've ever heard Jason say anything.
I guess this podcast is almost over if we got Jason out.
That's true. One more movie.
All right.
Unforgiven, presented by Clint Eastwood.
Is that the one about the Roe versus Wade trial?
Yeah, I'm still wondering how that one's going to end, you know. They left out on a cliffhanger.
And what a cliffhanger.
Clint
Will
Eastwood.
they or won't they? Oh, no, wait, that's Kramer versus Kramer. Sorry, I get those mixed up all the time.
Of course, you cannot forget the landmark case of Kramer versus Kramer. You should bring that up sometime next
Or
time you're
indeed
in
the
court.
landmark case of Kramer versus Michael Richards.
Ooh. Well, that's it for the movies that are listed on this page.
Well, if you can find another movie, I mean.
How about the movie FAQ, FAQ?
What?
Oh, apparently this is frequently asked questions.
Oh, is that one by Darren Aronofsky?
Yes. So I'll answer a fact and you tell me what the fact is.
Okay.
The event is sold out.
Why can't I see my mother today?
I'm sorry. The correct answer is what is the ticket price and how can I purchase tickets to
Oh.
your mom? The dress for the evening is festive attire, no shorts or t-shirts preferred.
What should I wear to the party?
Aw, that's right. Essentially, what is the dress code slash attire for the evening? That wasn't nearly as entertaining as it could have been. We can Google. Think of a word. Think of a word. Just a word. Like a real word.
Robot Robotica.
Robotica? Planning walking patterns for a biped robot.
Was not nearly as exciting.
No. Well, it's because when it doesn't come up with anything that says robotica, it just goes to a robot. So it's all about robots.
Not like Robot Erotica.
How about robot erotica?
I hope you don't find anything.
Vintage robot porn?
Pictures of schematics.
Humor erotica. Says the introduction, vintage robot porn is the internet's premier site for hot and shiny pics of all your favorite well-oiled robots. This is not loading very quickly. Oh, there we go. These pictures are fairly amusing with their captions. It doesn't really...
It doesn't translate
itself well to this, so we're going to choose something else. I was going to pick your favorite phrase, which is...
Atomic wiring?
Oh, your second favorite phrase.
What's my favorite phrase?
Atomic
wiring. Urinate uncontrollably?
Yes. Submissive urination in dogs. Kidney and urinary tract diseases?
Really a comedy goldmine.
Eurodynamics Technologies Limited?
Sounds like a winner.
Eurodynamic equipment pumps liquid into the patient via...
All right, you know what? Look up atomic wiring.
It's just going to go atomic.
Maybe my movie will
Atomic be... wire and atomic wire switch. Patent 6114762. They beat you. It exists.
Damn it.
Atomic wiring exists. A fine wire is fabricated by supplying metal atoms to one row or plurality of rows formed by extraction of terminated atoms or molecules at the surface of a substrate made non-conductive by blah, blah, blah. It has dangling bonds, though. That's mildly amusing. Dangling bonds.
Are you being obscene?
No, not really. That's actually the word they used.
Okay. How about Sean Connery is the accountant?
The Untouchables is what it comes up with. Along with
That's
the accountant, Oscar Wallace, blah, 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 and then Sean Connery later. Sean Connery awarded $4.1 million in lawsuit. He sued his former accountant.
Interesting.
But it's not a movie.
Flava Flavius.
Did you mean Flavor Flavius?
Please, yes.
Ari, I am Flava Flavius, the Swim Archive, Adult Swim.
Wait, what?
It's on some forum.
Someone beat me to this?
Could very well be a quote from a show.
The world is unfair.
All the good ideas have been thought of. Even atomic wiring.
I know.
What? That's the stupidest thing I ever heard of. But someone thought of it before you.
Maybe they saw the movie.
The movie? Oh, what?
Cool Dreams.
Oh, it's possible.
Now available in major bookstores everywhere.
Really? Did you just leave them there? Hoping someone to pick them up? Exchange them with other DVDs?
Yes, anyone who attempts to buy a shooter will instead get Pool Dreams.
And the second hit is Sorry Oracle Flava Flavius. What?
Oh, now I'm upset. I can't continue.
You'll have to think of something new and original, something more ridiculous than atomic wiring for next week.
All right, well, in the meantime, I'm Charlie Wallace.
Oh, that's right. I'm Adam Gobeski.
Have a nice week, and see you out there in the internet land.
See how I did that? Where, like, I belched because Adam would normally belch.
That's disgusting.
Good night.